Morning, Ma. Hey, what are you eating?
Linguine with clam sauce.
Who eats linguine with clam sauce for breakfast?
Mother Teresa. It's a recipe from her new workout book.
Morning, girls.
Morning.
What are you eating, Sophia?
Linguine with clam sauce.
For breakfast?
Morning, everybody. What's that you're eating, Sophia?
It's incredible. 364 days a year could be gagging on a peach pit. Nobody would notice.
Come on now, Ma. What's really going on? You don't usually eat pasta for breakfast.
I'm carbohydrate loading. I signed up for the charity walk-a-thon.
Oh, Ma, are you nuts? I mean, this is for people who walk a lot.
So what do? Hover? Since 1904. Besides, they have a category for people over 80.
I think it's a terrific idea.
Maybe we ought to join.
We already did.
What did you say?
I said we already did.
Rose, I work all week. The last thing I want to do is walk 10 miles on a Saturday.
We won't be walking. We're going to sit.
Oh, now, that's fine by me. I like to sit.
We know. It's your second favorite position.
I don't mean sitting. I mean babysitting. Right here for the participants' children on the day of the race.
Babysitting? Rose, I don't like other people's children in my house. I didn't even like my own children in my house. There's something else we can do.
Blanche, it'll be easy. The children are dropped off in the morning and they're picked up by 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Now, here's something here. How about sponging?
What's that?
Says here, spongers help cool off the walkers by sponging and rubbing down their hot bodies as they pump their way through Greater Miami.
Doesn't make much sense, does it, Blanche? I mean, get them all hot and then cool them down.
Poppy, I swear sometimes you can read my mind.
I think we should stick to babysitting.
I agree.
All right, as long as it's only for one day.
Oh, this is going to be great. I love charities. In fact, I helped establish the Henry Fjord Foundation.
The Fjord Foundation?
Yes, Dorothy, you know that's the man who built the Fjord Falcon.
Henry Fjord was a saint. He dedicated his whole life to eliminating pond scum from Lake St. Olaf. His son, however, was a big disappointment. Henry Fjord Jr. He didn't want to follow in his father's footsteps. He thought scum was beneath him.
You know, I just realized the best reason of all to join this walk-a-thon.
What's that, Ma?
I'd get away from this ditz for a whole day.
What you doing?
Oh, it's a variation on an old idea. Homemade Mr. Potato Heads. You take a baked potato and you give him 2 little raisin eyes and a carrot nose and a cucumber mouth. Do you think we should give him some broccoli hair?
Why not add a gold chain? We'll call it Sammy Potato Jr.
I do not know how I'll let you two talk me into this thing. Those kids are going to break everything in this house.
Come on, Blanche, you are overreacting. Now, for the past 2 days, all you've done is take everything we own and put it up on high shelves.
Well, I'm off. Wish me luck.
Oh, good luck, Sophia.
Ma, are you sure about this?
I'm not even sure I have these pants on right.
I want you to go slow and pace yourself.
That's what I used to tell your father. The only thing he did faster than eat was make love. And in both cases, before I was finished, he'd pat his stomach and say, I've had enough.
I wish you girls would help me get this house ready. Those little monsters are going to be here in a minute.
Oh. Hi, I'm Bob Henderson. This is my son, Norman.
Well, hi, Norman. My name is Rose. You ready to have some fun?
Yes, ma'am.
Here's a list of Norman's likes and dislikes.
Well, these are only dislikes.
Yeah, that's my Norman. And fortunately for today, he's your Norman. Bye-bye.
Norman, I'd like you to meet my friends. This is Dorothy.
Hello, Norman.
It's the Bride of Frankenstein.
And I'm Blanche.
Can I interest you in some arts and crafts?
This really bites.
Norman, what would you like to do?
Well, I like army men.
Oh, There was a colonel here on Tuesday, but he had to go back to the base.
Notch, I think he means those little guys with the helmets.
Oh, I'm sorry. I only date officers.
Norman, would you like to play with the potato head?
Sure. What do you feel like doing?
You want to try it again? Are the babies asleep yet?
No, they're pretending. They want me to leave so they can make fun of the way I change a diaper.
Dorothy, that's silly. I bet they have only nice things to say about you.
Rose, I wasn't serious. I know babies can't talk.
Oh, yes, they can. It's just that they're only understood by other babies. And, of course, advanced civilization's far, far away.
Like where, Rose? Vero Beach?
Chill, what are you doing?
Nothing.
Nothing? You are ripping the pages out of that book. Well, somebody should take a hickory switch to your behind.
Blanche, come on now, calm down.
Calm down.
Let me show you how a professional teacher deals with this. Norman, why are you ripping the pages out of that book?
Because my daddy's rich.
Norman, do you know that there are boys and girls less fortunate than you who have never even seen a book?
Hey, everybody's got those sad stories.
It's all yours, Blanche.
How about a game of hide and seek?
Sure!
Great! Yeah.
Well, how about you, Norman?
Isn't that outfit a little young for you?
Come on, Norman, let's go.
That boy hates me.
Oh, no, he doesn't, but he's right about the outfit.
Oh, Dorothy, you don't understand. I've just never felt very comfortable around children, and they can sense it. I guess it's because I was never really a child myself. I mean, from the time I entered school, I always behaved like a mature young lady. Well, I was the only girl in the fifth grade whose boyfriend had a fake ID. I guess if you're going to relate to a child, it helps to have the mind of a child.
Blanche, where would you get a crazy idea like that? Oh, come on now, honey. There's no reason to cry. Your mommy's gonna be here soon.
Still no answer at her parents' house.
They should have been here hours ago. I think we ought to call those walkathon people again.
Well, Blanche, they said they'd let us know the minute they had any information about her parents.
Why does she keep crying like that?
Oh, she probably just misses her mother. Needs to hear a feminine voice.
And what was I doing? My Ben Gazzara impersonation?
Blanche, try it. You and I aren't having any luck.
Me? Oh, heavens, no. I don't know anything about that. No, I can't. I don't. Look at that. She likes me.
Oh, thank God. Emily, pack up your diapers. You're on your way home. Ma, why didn't you use your key?
I left it home. I thought it would weigh me down.
Sophia, how did you do?
Great. Easily a personal best.
Oh, tell us what happened.
It was electric. The starter fired his pistol into the air, and like a shot, I left half my competition in the dust.
Oh, you were that fast?
No, it was the over 80 category. Most of them dropped from fright.
You're kidding.
Please. There's a natural build to these kind of stories. Sorry. So, finally, the race was underway. I start off slow. I'm cagey, like a panther. But when the time is right, I pounce. The crowd is on its feet. Sophia, Sophia. My heart is pounding in my ears. But then again, it always pounds in my ears. I could see the finish line. It was only 200-300 yards away. And then it happened. What every runner dreads, I hit the wall.
Ma, you ran out of steam.
No, I actually hit a wall. They put up a new Wendy's on Collins Avenue. From what they told me, I picked myself up, staggered over the finish line, and collapsed. People are talking the covers of national magazines. What's that kid still doing here?
Oh, her parents haven't come to get her yet.
Maybe they won't come back at all. It happens.
Oh, Ma, don't be ridiculous. Now, come on. I think you're just overly tired. Why don't you go to bed?
Good idea. If that's Sports Illustrated, tell him to call back tomorrow.
Hello? Oh, yes. I see. Well, yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Emily's mom.
The walkathon people. Everybody's left the staging area. There's no sign of Emily's parents.
Oh, what do we do now?
Well, I'm not sure, but I think we might have to start thinking about the possibility that Sophia might be right. Maybe Emily has been abandoned.
Yes, officer, that's correct. Yeah, and we've been trying to reach them all afternoon. Sure, I can hold. Blanche, every time I turn around, you have the baby in your arms.
Dorothy, it's just amazing. Every time I pick her up, she stops fussing and goes right back to sleep.
Well, you shouldn't do that. The baby won't get used to sleeping alone.
Well, you never get used to sleeping alone. I haven't.
Please, Siamese twins sleep alone more than you do.
Who are you on the phone with?
Oh, Dorothy's talking to the police about the baby.
I see. No problem. Yeah. And that's the standard procedure? Yeah, well, then I guess we'll just have to discuss it and come to some kind of decision. Thank you very much.
What'd he say?
He said that since Emily's parents left her in our care, we do have two options. We can either wait for the Children's Protective Services to contact us, which should take about 48 hours, or we can take her in.
Take her in? Where?
Around the inseam, Rose. To the police!
Now, why should we take this poor little thing to jail? She hasn't done anything. Just because her parents abandoned her, does that mean we should, too?
Being abandoned is the worst. I know, I was almost abandoned.
Almost?
I was 9. It was the last night of the Deep Root Vegetable Carnival. And I was having the greatest time. Eating candied turnips and guessing how many sweet potatoes were in the glass jar. Bobbing for yams. I had a knack of always coming up with the firmest, most appealing yams.
I was once told I had the firmest, most appealing gam.
Blanche, try and stay with us.
Anyway, the last time I surfaced, clutching a humdinger of a yam between my teeth, my parents were gone. Well, frantically, I searched the carnival grounds. I was convinced I'd spend the rest of my days with the bearded lady as my foster mother. And the man who hoses down the elephants is my dad. Anyway, I was lost and scared. But then I did what generations before me had done. I gazed up into that dark night sky and found the bright star that could guide me home.
The North Star.
Actually, it was the Texaco Star. From the service station across the street. Our farm was just down the road from.
Rose, honey, have you been washing the fruit off before you eat it? Listen, we have a decision we have to make right now. Now, what are we going to do about Emily?
Dorothy, nobody can do a better job of raising this baby than we can.
Fine, fine. But if she's going to stay another couple of days, we better get some more diapers and some food.
I'm thawing some pork chops.
Honey, she only has 2 teeth. How's she supposed to eat a pork chop?
My Uncle Lester had only 1 tooth, and he could eat corn on the cob. Of course, he didn't actually get a lot of it into his mouth. So they'd cream what fell on his pants, and he'd eat it later.
Why don't you two run along the store? I'll just stay here with Emily.
Come on, let's go to that all-night market over on Maple.
Oh, good idea, Dorothy. Do you think it's open?
That's what all night usually means.
Oh, of course.
Creamed what was left on his pants?
You know, we ought to go to that all-night market more often.
Oh, why, Rose? They're so much more expensive.
Maybe so, but where else can you get beef jerky and family circle this time of night?
Girls, shh! Please, keep it down. The baby's asleep.
Isn't this amazing? When the diapers get dirty, the cute little teddy bears disappear.
That's not amazing. Whenever my kids' diapers got dirty, my husband would disappear.
I used to love to change diapers.
Oh, face it, Rose, you march to a different drummer.
I didn't exactly hate changing diapers, but I was never any good at it, especially with the boys. Seemed like they always had dry bottoms but wet T-shirts because I always forgot to point the little ooh-hoo south.
You know, I didn't even think about that until Michael was at least 6 months old.
Oh. What's an ooh-hoo?
It's a chocolate soft drink.
I never had one.
You know what? I bet if we had to, we could do a pretty good job of raising Emily.
Well, I don't know if we'd have the physical energy, but I'm sure it would be a lot easier for us after all we've been through.
What have we been through?
Yellowstone Park, Rose. Raising children.
My mother always used to say, the older you get, the better you get. Unless you're a banana.
Well, I think we ought to call up those child services people and tell them we want to keep Emily and raise her ourselves.
Oh, don't be crazy, Blanche. I only said that hypothetically. You know, that if we had to, we could probably do it.
Yeah, but I didn't get to do all those special things with my kids like you all did. See, I had a nanny doing all that for me. Do you know what it's like to see your child wake up on Christmas and go run into his nanny?
Children do that sort of thing, Blanche.
All right, how about when they're 21 and they still don't come to you because they think you weren't there for them? I have a pretty tough time living with that, you know. And I just intend to make damn sure that if the time ever comes, there's going to be somebody there for Emily. Darling, no, sweetheart, precious, don't cry, I'm here, you're all right. You know, this reminds me of when I was a young mother. Maybe it's because you look just a tad like my children. Or maybe it's because I still look like I'm 27. My, how those years did fly by. Seems like before I knew it, the children were cleaning out the attic to start their own places. And while I tried to be happy for him, I have to say I was sadder than I ever remember being.
Why?
Well, because I realized too late that I'd put myself ahead of my children. And now I'd never have the chance to make up all the time I didn't spend with them. Why am I telling you this? I don't know. Maybe it's because deep down I wish you were really mine so I could try it again with what I now know.
Is Emily all right?
Oh, yeah, she's fine. We're just going to get something to eat.
How do you know she wants something to eat?
Because she keeps licking her lips and staring at my chest.
Let's discuss this in the kitchen so we don't wake Ma.
Oh, you're not going to wake up Sophia. She is exhausted.
I didn't hear her, but I did hear Emily.
I must say, it's a lot nicer having a baby wake you up than a garbage man.
I never slept with a garbage man. I wouldn't know.
There's 90 years of mother here, and you can't keep the kid quiet.
What do you think she needs, Sophia?
A chin.
My babies don't have chins. Makes it easier to breastfeed.
You had a chin. But then, of course, we also showed home movies on your forehead.
How are you feeling today, Sophia?
My ear hurts.
Ma, you were in a walkathon. Why should your ear hurt?
From talking on the phone last night to hundreds of well-wishes. I'm a sports celebrity.
Who could that be at this hour?
Who do you think? The paparazzi. Now I know why Sean Penn gets so ticked off.
Can I help you?
Hi, I'm here to pick up Emily.
But the child services people said we could keep her till Monday.
Oh, I'm not from child services. I'm Emily's father.
Well, how do I know that?
Well, I can see the family resemblance. Neither one of them can tell time. Where the hell have you been? You dropped this child off yesterday. You don't show up until today, and you didn't call. I mean, this is not a dry cleaner's.
I did call last night. I spoke to a woman who said she just won the Ironman triathlon.
I don't remember. remember this guy, Colin.
How could you not remember? I told you I couldn't pick up Emily because my wife just had triplets.
Triplets? I thought you said your wife had gimlets. I figure if she wants to drink, it's her own business.
So your wife had triplets.
That's wonderful.
What are they?
That's when three babies are born at the same time.
Look, I really appreciate you all taking care of Emily, and I am sorry if I caused you any trouble.
Oh, she was no trouble at all. She was just a precious little angel. Well, it's time to go home now, Emily. Certainly has been nice having you.
Thanks again.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Bye-bye, Emily.
Blanche.
I'm fine.
Well, honey, you didn't really think she could stay with us, did you?
No. She was just my last chance to prove that I could be a good mother and a friend.
No, she wasn't, Blanche. Honey, you're still a mother. And even though your kids are grown up and act like they don't need you, they do.
I'm not so sure about that, Dorothy.
You're absolutely right, Dorothy. And I'll tell you something else. A mother sometimes needs her children even more.
Thank you, Ma. That's very sweet.
Give me $20.
No.
Rose, did I say a mother needs a child? I meant roommate. Give me $20.
What for?
Seoul, Korea, 1988, the Olympics. I'd like to be there competing for the USA. Contribute now and I'll make sure you get a Sophia lapel pin.
Okay.
Good luck.
We'll be watching.
Thanks. And Dorothy, if Gladys calls, tell her I'll be able to make bingo tonight.
Hello? Janet? This is Mama. Hi. Nothing's wrong. Do I have to have a reason to call you? Just thought I'd call and see how you're doing. Really? Well, that's great. You know, Janet, I was thinking maybe I could just sneak away for a few days and come see you. Middle of next week, maybe. Oh. No, I understand. How about the next week? Oh. Uh-huh. Well, then you pick a time. Well, honey, I really do want to see you. I think we have a lot to talk about, Janet. I've been thinking a lot about you lately. You mean this coming weekend? Well, sure I can. All right, I'll see you then, Janet. I love you, baby. Bye-bye.